The podcast you're about to listen to contains graphic details that some listeners may find disturbing. With that being said, listener discretion is advised. And if you are to proceed, buckle up, my skeptics. When I think of places often thought of as safe and free of danger, one that comes to mind for me would be a place of worship. It's often a place many go to for a sense of community, to meet new people and join together for activities that better the community. That is until one fateful day that image of security is shattered when a gruesome crime scene is discovered. This is the story of the tragic death of Missy Beavers. Hey, skeptics. Today I'm going to attempt to tackle this case alone. And before I get started, I just want to give a quick thanks to you guys for all the support giving for the show. And any new listeners, I greatly appreciate it. And I just love putting this stuff out here for you guys. So it means the world that you guys are liking it. And if you guys do enjoy this podcast, it would also be awesome if, you know, you just hit that subscribe thing and just keep up with everything if you're just passing through. And also leaving a review helps out tremendously. So with all of that being said, guys, let's dive in. Missy Beavers, at the time of her death, was a 45-year-old mother of three children. She resided in the Red Oak community and had worked as a fitness instructor who would often travel around offering her services for a boot camp sort of fitness class that ran through a service called Camp Gladiator, which is what led to her tragic discovery on that April 18th of 2016. The timeline of events were fairly well documented from surveillance footage that was captured, which I feel like always kind of gets stated, but this footage has to be some of the creepiest and chilling footage out there, which I'll do my best to describe it for you guys. But that early Monday for Beavers would put her in the path of a terrifying presence. Just the night before the murder, weather conditions that would cause the fitness group to either postpone or find shelter inside led to a tricky decision, but Missy, being the devout person to her work and giving back, put out a post saying, and I quote, "If it's raining, we're still training," end quote. So just like that, the commitment to continue was put out there, and she began her Monday getting herself prepared for a 5 a.m. class and arriving around 4:18 a.m. at the church, according to surveillance footage. But that wouldn't be the only thing caught on camera. Just less than a half an hour before she arrived, you see an assailant entering the church located in Midlothian, Texas, but not just any suspect. They're decked out in head-to-toe riot gear, with what you can clearly see on the back engraved as police, which wouldn't be a normal sight for anyone to see at 4 a.m. or any time inside of a church. Now, to give you guys a better idea, I'm gonna take this time to talk about the video, because this video, it really is something you guys need to see, so I highly recommend checking out this video after the episode. But I'm gonna do my best to describe it and let you guys know what's going on. In this footage, you see the assailant open a door and walk through with something that appears to be a hammer, and they're walking to other doors trying to open it and pull it, and they're seemingly struggling with this, and almost, it doesn't even seem like it's a part of the plan almost. It's just such an odd behavior, and it looks like they're trying to pry it open or something, and you see them just meandering and walking around as if like there's not a care in the world and that this is a totally normal thing. And I don't know, it's just very eerie and unsettling. And in the video, there's no sound at all, so you don't even know if like they're uttering words or anything, but they're walking and making their way around the church almost as if they know an idea of the floor plan, but they open a door and look through it as if, like, it's something they've never seen in their life. Like, it's just very bizarre. And in another scene in this video, you can also see them smashing what appears to be the door that I believe, I'm not really sure of the layout of where things are going on with the fitness, but where Missy Beaver's body was discovered. One very distinct thing often pointed out in this video footage is the gait of the assailant, who walks with a very distinct sort of like limp almost, or like their foot is like going inwards. It's just a very distinct sort of motion that they pointed out in hopes that someone would come forward with knowing someone that fit this MO. And also the other baffling thing is that it's unknown of the potential gender, because they're covered head to toe, so they have no way of knowing if this is a man or a woman. Her body was soon to be discovered very shortly after the events that took place in this footage. You don't see members of this class arriving, but it was described that when they entered the building, they discovered her unresponsive body with head trauma and stab wounds to her chest and broken glass surrounding her. At 5 a.m., the 911 calls were sent to the police detailing the horrific scene. The investigation into who would do this to Missy led many leads of suspicion and an inside look into a marriage that might not have been as perfect as believed initially. Evidence first held close to the chest to protect the privacy of the family quickly came into the public eye after reports got a hold of the warrants issued on the Beavers family and would reveal a secret relationship Missy shared with another man. The messages had been deleted and recovered by police, but they led to a possibility for murder. It would also ultimately lead to a dead end, but further probing would give another clue. A short time before her murder, Missy had shared with a friend a strange message from a man on LinkedIn. She had claimed not to know the man and that the message seemed strange, but no further details were given, other than it seemed flirtatious in nature. And what made this even more odd was it happened roughly 3 days before her murder. It started seeming like no clues as to who did this horrific event would ever come forward, but only a flood of people of interest. The husband is always the first suspect in cases like this, and was quickly vetted and ruled out as a suspect due to his alibi and whereabouts being verified to be hundreds of miles away on a fishing trip in Mississippi. And the alibi and final call to Missy cleared this information for police. Beyond the spouse being a suspect, next to follow is generally family, and one who would quickly be pulled to the forefront when a 911 call was given from a dry cleaning clerk. The call came into the police just 4 days after the town being rocked by the senselessness of the crime. The owner reported Randy Beavers, the father-in-law of Missy Beavers, to have dropped off a shirt, a woman's white double XL long sleeve shirt with what appeared to be blood stains on it. During the interaction, Randy had told the clerk it was animal blood because his wife's dog recently suffered an attack that sadly ended tragically with the dog dying after the injuries proved to be too fatal. All this appeared to be verified by a Facebook post at the time of the incident, which Vicky Beaver stated, and I quote, "I had to say goodbye to my feisty, furry little guy, Kylo. He was my constant companion and loved me as much as anybody ever has. He traveled over 25,000 miles with us and I will miss him every day. Say hi to Shadow for me, sweet boy." End quote. DNA tests were the next step to fully verify that they could rule him out. And it came back that it was animal blood. Internet sleuths weren't quite done with trying to determine this was still potentially Randy when video started surfacing on the internet comparing the gait of the video assailant and a video of Randy and Brandon Beavers, the husband of Missy, entering and leaving the police station. All the videos I mentioned will be linked below, and I highly recommend you all to look at them and to come to your own determination. But I do ask that you not publicly blame anyone or dox people. Randy certainly had a lot of elements stick out and paint a pretty bad picture, but he also had an alibi for the crime, as he was on a trip in California. Who did this to Missy and why? It's still the question everyone wants to know, and just when peace or some semblance of it began, a menacing Facebook account appeared under the name Missy Beavers, and soon requests were being sent out to members of the family and members of the fitness club. Who could be behind that? Is it some sick person trying to insert themselves into this case, or the actual killer taunting those around her and dangling the fact that they got away with a heinous murder? Another possible connection in this web of what-ifs have come to light. The early morning of April 18th, a local business in Eyes View of the church where Missy was discovered has handed over CCTV footage captured at 2 a.m. of a Nissan Altima, possibly a 2010 to 2012 model, scrolling eerily in the parking lot. In the video, you see the car driving on the road with headlights on, make a turn into the parking lot, but before the turn even starts, they turn the lights off. It's an early rainy day, so not much can be made of it in the mostly clear video, but you see the car laps around the parking lot with the lights still off as another unknown car can be seen in the background of the road driving. Not connected to the one in the lot, but the road appears to have traffic flowing at this time. The Nissan then flicks the lights on for less than a second when it appears that it noticed two other cars parked and maybe felt threatened, but then they turned the lights on again and kept going around the building, stopping numerous times and turning the lights off again, almost as if they're casing the building. You then see them do a second lap around the building, and this time parking in a spot under a light to illuminate the lot, and then they shut the car lights off again. Sitting for a few minutes, they turn the lights back on and they continue exiting the premises the way they came, except instead of returning left towards the church, they go right. The video has been enhanced as much as it can be, but due to it being so dark and rainy, not much can be made out. Except, near the license plates, it appears to be a bumper sticker, unrecognizable. But the police put this information and video out in hopes that someone who owns that car or knows someone with that type of car in the area to come forward. There's no evidence to point that they are involved, but they're a person of interest for sure. I wanted to initially think of it as potentially nothing, but someone may be gaining their bearings as to where they needed to get to, but the suspicious behavior of lights going on and off, circling the lot and then finally coming to a rest doesn't make that seem to be the case. In an era where we have so much video footage and our smartphones recording everything in the best quality, these clues sadly often leave us nowhere, and hoping that the public can help do their part. The Midlothian police force have put all this information and hoped that someone will come forward. So if you're listening and maybe have any clues, come forward. The police, based on the footage, are unsure of a gender, but believe the suspect to be from anywhere to 5'2" to 5'7", and weight isn't fully known due to the bulky gear. Most people in this seemingly quiet town believe this was not a random event, and even Missy's husband have that belief. They seem to point that this was targeted and believe they know who did this. It isn't some unknown force who came into her life and tragically took it, but someone who knew her, and maybe one day will come forward, when the guilt and turmoil becomes too much for them. They snuck around in the darkness and hid behind a veil, but sooner or later, it will come undone. Hey. this is your host, Ray, and I just want to say thanks, guys, and I'll see you all on the next episode.